On this week's episode, the Board of Regents unanimously decides to rename Sill Hall to the Game Above College of Engineering and Technology. EMU student government adds two new senators and puts a resolution under further review. And the Ypsilanti City Council discuss street closures and gun violence. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On February 18th, the Board of Regents approved the renaming of Sill Hall to the Game Above College of Engineering and Technology. This change will go into effect March 1st. The university came to this decision in order to honor Game Above's $20 million contribution to Eastern over the past 15 months. President James Smith told EMU Today, quote, "We are extremely proud and gratified to honor the singular contribution of Game Above with the renaming of our outstanding College of Engineering and Technology. Game Above's extraordinary $20 million in support to the university over a 15-month period of time represents the largest gift portfolio received in Eastern Michigan University's 171-year history," end quote. Game Above's most recent contribution of $5 million has gone to state-of-the-art supplies, equipment and programming updates for the renovation of Sill Hall, covering operating expenditures and supporting student enrollment and recruitment. For more information about the programs offered by the College of Engineering and Technology, you can visit www.emich.edu/CET. And for more information on Game Above, you can go to www.emich.edu/GameAbove. On February 9th, EMU student government put Resolution 107-05 under further review and unanimously approved the senator applications for Ava Long and Jeffrey Huang. Resolution 107-05 was written by Parliamentarian Coachman and proposes that parliamentarians' voting rights be eliminated. Ava Long and Jeffrey Huang were sworn in as senators by EMU student body president Luis Romero. Long wants to focus on insecurity and Huang wants to ensure that students and staff do not have class on election day so that students and staff can perform their civic duty. On February 2nd, the Ypsilanti City Council unanimously decided to continue street closures to benefit local businesses. Street closures benefit local businesses because restaurants can take advantage of outside dining, and realtors can sell their products outside as well. The council also discussed possible solutions for the increase in gun violence in the new Park Ridge housing development. Possible solutions include reducing the availability of guns on the street and establishing a dialogue between law enforcement and the community. Ypsilanti Mayor Lois Allen Richardson plans to hold a special meeting to further discuss solutions for gun violence. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to the Eastern Echo Podcast. Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday for more community and university news. Today's episode was reported by Emma Henry, Catherine Lentz, and Walter Kraft, and was scripted by Jasmine Boyd, and produced by Ashley Bueller and Ethan Myers. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.